Hello, this is Moll speaking, sometimes known as Miranda Morris. Today is the 12th of March 2018, and this is the 763rd Moll Out Loud podcast. I was going to send this podcast from a track I was cycling along. And where I'd stopped in a lovely avenue of trees, and I was just sitting there looking at some ducks. It was slightly drizzly, but there was some dappled sun as well. Very picturesque, so I was also going to take a photograph of it to send with this podcast. But then I realised that I didn't have my phone with me. And so I could do neither one or the other. So I just sat there and enjoyed the ducks, which was lovely. I was on a very circuitous route to my hairdresser for my 3-monthly haircut. And so I wasn't going to go very far, but I just really wanted to get a bit out and about. It was rather grey day most of the day, except for odd bursts of sunshine. So I had a nice ride and got back to the hairdresser's. She cuts hair in her own house, but it was completely quiet and I think she must have forgotten. So I was rather glad that I hadn't walked there, which is what I've done in the past. And it's a long walk. It's about, well, getting there and back's about an hour and a half. And I think I would have felt a bit as if I'd wasted the day. But as it was nice to get out on the bike. And I'll just have to be straggly for a bit longer. It is a public holiday today, not that that usually bothers her. I think it's more likely to be that 3 months ago it was last year and there may have been some glitch from calendar to calendar. Being a public holiday, there was no cafe this morning, and so it's been very quiet. The friend of mine from Geneva went back today, and I've been wondering a bit how his mum has been, because it's an awfully long way away, and it's a very, very hard to separate after these visits. And so I've actually had a very slow day apart from that excursion. Not really very motivated at the moment. I'm finding it difficult to knuckle down and write. I find myself reading books almost reading fiction in one of those addictive kinds of way where I just want to keep reading and then I want to start another book. So avoidance is what's going on here, and I'm not sure what that is about. Monday is a day that I don't usually work, but on the other hand, Saturday is a day that I usually do work, and I certainly didn't this week. So an odd start to the week, but then I'm going to decide that tomorrow is my start to the week and we'll see how we go then. I do have a writer's cave tomorrow and I really hope that it's going to work this time. And I want to create a plan for the year, a rough, sketchy plan for the year about what I want to achieve by November, and with the novel, what I want to achieve by September. So I've got some parameters within which to plan, which is always a good thing. I just need to get down and do it. And I'm just wondering how best to create a space in which I really want to do that, whether it's music or going somewhere else to do it. I'm not sure, but I'm going to be thinking about it a little bit this evening. I'm just about to start a work session with my sister, and I think that's what I'm going to be looking at. I'm going to be looking at planning again. I did do some planning last night, but really it was more about working out the parameters of the dates that I could work within rather than looking at the steps that I need to take to get to those places. I do hope that you've had a more focused start to the week, that you are feeling engaged with whatever creative work it is that you are involved in at the moment, or thinking about, or being with in some way or other. If not, tomorrow is another day, and I hope you and I will be better able to do that, have that engagement. I'm going to send you today the sunflower that I spoke about on Saturday. It is so gorgeous. It's still absolutely there. And it's so lovely that I just go and brush my face against it. It's not quite fluffy exactly, but it is the same size as my face. And I just want to bury my face into it. And it's such a ray of sunshine and so on. So I think one of the things tomorrow, if I'm working at home, is that I will have that on my desk smiling at me. Thank you very, very much for listening today, as always, and I really look forward to talking to you again tomorrow.